And also these people who come out of the suffering, come out from the hells, they give rise to these kind of thinking, since that I have finished undergoing the suffering for my evil sins before, if I make more mistakes, if I make more offenses, then I probably don't have to go undergo the suffering again, undergoing the retribution.
那么初来的人，他以为受过三途的苦了，再到罪业回惹，有不会再受三途的报，所以更造罪业多矣。这是我简单的讲。So
they went ahead and commit more evil sins. This was my simple answer to her.
Is 家常院，这位尊者无论何人何人来辩论，一定会得到胜利。有一些个断肠外道和他来辩论，就说呀，说你佛教里的人说是有六道轮回，人死了还可以脱生做人，互相轮回。我认为这个理由啊是不对的。为什么呢？你说人死了会有轮回再来做人。 那么我没有见着过一个人，他死了之后啊，他再回来到家里给送个信。那么没有人到家里给送信，你又怎么能知道这个人死了还能做人呢？这是没有根据的。
Jayana was the foremost in debate. No matter who came to debate with him, he would always win. On one occasion, some people from the external path of annihilationism came to debate with him. One said, "You Buddhists speak of the revolving wheel of the six paths of rebirth and maintain that after death, one may be reborn again as a person. But this principle is incorrect. Why? I have never seen anyone die and then return home or send a letter to his family. Since no one goes back home and writes a letter, how can you know that he has died and come back again as a person? What you say can't be backed up by any evidence."
我认为啊，这人死了，就像那个灯啊灭了似的，不会再有来生。 就是有来生，这也是个想象的来生，并不是真的。你是这么一想，啊，大家会得有来生吧？这是人的一种假设之词，啊。 这个尊者听这个外道断肠的外道这样一讲，于是乎啊，就对着外道说：“说人死了，他没有没有回来？啊，这个我先不要答复你，我呀问问你。” 譬如这人犯了罪了，被政府啊把他拿去啊放到监狱里头。这个人是不是他愿意回到家里来就回到家里来呢？凡是不能，这个人就不能回来。
I believe that when people die, they go out like a lamp, and they can't be born again. The idea of rebirth is just imaginary. It isn't true. You just think, oh, there is probably rebirth. It's just your hypothesis. After Katyayana heard what the guys from the external path of annihilationism said, he replied, as for whether or not there is rebirth after people, I'll first refrain from answering this. Suppose a person commits a crime and is put into jail by the law. Let me ask you, can he freely go back home if he feels like it? Can he do whatever he wishes? The guy from the external path said, well, when a person is put in jail for a crime, he doesn't have any freedom. He wouldn't be able to return home at his convenience. Katyayana said, oh, now you understand the principle. When people die and go to hell, they can't return, just like the criminal can't return home after he has been put in jail. In this life, if a person is put in jail, he doesn't have the freedom to return home. And a person who, after dying, falls into the hell, has even less freedom to come back as he wishes. After he heard about this, the guy said, that makes sense. What you say is true. When people are reborn in the hells, they can't return. However, those born in the heavens are very free. But how come we never see a person coming back here and sending a letter to his family saying, I was born in heaven yesterday, so don't worry about me? Since no one ever sends letters home informing their family, this proves that the idea of being reborn in heaven is not sound. It can't really happen. Otherwise, why can't a person send a letter to his home?
可是啊，俺们要知道这个厕所不是现在这个俺们这个水厕，这个厕所当然人掉不进去，没有法子掉到厕所里去，因为这个厕所是小人，是大的地方。 这个厕所呢是说的那个那古老的那个粪坑，那个粪坑啊上面躺几块板，那坑里面大要能有一间房子那么大，那个粪坑就睡觉那个睡房那么大，上面躺几块板呢，人这个大小便呢就是踩在那个板上呢大小便啊，这个板呢回者烂了，回者呀没有放稳的，人到那个厕所上啊就掉那个粪坑里。他说譬如有的人呢不小心掉到这个粪坑里，从这个粪坑再出去，出了这个粪坑之后，会不会再因为这个粪坑啊这个滋味不错，再跳回来到这个粪坑里，有没有这个道理呢？
Katyayana answered, "What you say makes sense, but let me give you another analogy. Suppose someone slipped and fell into a toilet.Not a flush toilet, obviously no one could fall into a flush toilet, but into an old-fashioned pit toilet that is about as big as a bedroom. People used to put a piece of wood on top to step on when they needed to use the toilet. If the piece of wood became rotten, or if it wasn't placed stably, the person who stepped on it would fall into the toilet. Now, say there is a person who isn't careful and falls into the toilet.Once he goes out, would he decide he liked the aroma down there and so jump back in again? Would that make sense?
外道说不会的，这人呢要是从这个粪坑里啊出去之后，再永远不会回到这个粪坑里边来了，因为知道他这个味气味是不好的。摩诃迦旃也说，人呢在这世界上啊也就好像在一个粪坑里一样啊，这个气味也不好，等到升到天上去呢就好像出了这个粪坑的人一样，所以不会啊再回来的。假设他要回来，从这个天上再回来也要啊经过一个时间。
The man from the external path answered, No, once he got out of the toilet, he would never decide to go back again because he'd know the smell was so bad. This world people live in, said Katyayana, is just like a toilet. The smell is bad. Once one gets born in the heavens, he's just like a guy escaping from the pit toilet. He doesn't want to go back. Even if they did,It would take a certain amount of time to get from heaven back here.
为什么呢？四王天一昼夜是人间五十年，倒立天的一昼夜呢，就是人间一百年。啊，迦旃宴说，譬如这个人升到天上去了，他最初升到天上。啊，在什么地方住，他要安排安排他家里的事情啊，就过了一两天的时间，等到第三天就三百年了，这三百年的时间他再回来，你早已经死了，你怎么能知道他回来呢？所以呀、啊，这你没有法子知道。这个摩诃迦旃宴他的辩才呀就是这个样，所以一般的外道断肠外道，举断的举肠的这个外道和他一辩论呢就输，就不会胜利。
Why? It is because one day and one night in the heaven of the 33, the Triastrimsa heaven, is equal to 100 years in this world. In the Four Kings heaven, one day and one night is equal to 50 years in this world. Katyayana said, if a person was born there, it would take a couple of days to find a place to stay and get settled. By the third day in heaven, 300 of our years would have passed. If he decided to come back then, 300 years having passed, you would already have been long dead. How could you know whether or not he came back? You have no way of knowing. Speaking in this eloquent manner, Katyayana defeated the people of external paths who believed in annihilationism. The general externalists who believe in annihilationism won't be able to defeat him.
正泰山居士也问这个问题，说人有没有灵魂？人当然有灵魂了，佛教里当然信有灵魂，要不信有灵魂，那不是明白佛教的啊。不单应该信有灵魂，这个灵魂呢，所谓灵魂就是鬼啊，修成了也就是佛，修不成呢就是鬼。在我们身体现在活着，他在我们身体里边，在这个监狱里头呢，啊，咱们要是修成了，他就得到自由了，啊，就出这个监狱了，出这个监狱，他能来明去白，来也明白怎么样来的，去也明白怎么样去的，这叫来明去白，啊，出了这个监狱了，得到真正自由了，可是这是要下一番苦功的。
Question. Do plants also revolve in the wheel of birth and death? And under which circumstances do individuals become plants or microorganisms? Answer. Layperson Mr. Zheng Taishan also asked the same question. Do human beings have souls? Of course, human beings have souls. Naturally, Buddhism believes in the existence of souls. If you don't believe in souls, then you are not someone who understands Buddhism. You should believe that souls exist. These so-called souls are just ghosts. When they accomplish the way, they are Buddhas. And if they do not accomplish the way, they are just ghosts. When we are living, the soul is in our body, which is like a hell. If we can accomplish the way, then they will be free and out of the hell of our body. If we can accomplish the way, the soul will attain freedom. It will escape from this hell. It will understand the coming and the going. That is, understand how it came here and how it will leave. In order to get out of this hell, however, one must work very hard.
所以呢这个至于植物和这个微生物啊，这种东西都是性化灵参。我们这一个人呢，要变成蚂蚁的话，就能变成无量无数无边那么多蚂蚁。这一个人的灵性啊，啊，要变成蚊子呢，那更能变得甚至于八万四千都多，无数那么多。它就是。把你这个人的灵性分得小一点了，等我们人做这个佛性是具足的，我们人要是来本来都是有佛性的，但是来做人来那个佛性又少一点了，一点点佛性，就好像啊这个周国立你懂得发面呢，就像那个发面那个影子似的，那么一点点对吧，面就发起来，就是这么个道理。
As for plants and tiny creatures, They are all beings that belong to the category of nature transforming and spirit scattering. If a person is going to change into an ant, he will change into limitless, uncountable, boundless amounts of ants. If this person's soul changes into a mosquito, then it will become more than 84,000 mosquitoes. The soul is divided into many small portions. Only when we become the human beings is our Buddha nature complete. Originally, the essence of the human being is endowed with the Buddha nature. But as we live out our lives, the Buddha nature becomes less and less. For example, layperson Zhou Guoli knows how to make dough rise. It is like the yeast in dough. Just a tiny bit of yeast is enough to make the dough rise. The principle of nature transforming and spirit scattering is the same.
一点点，你要以佛眼观察，这个有情无情同源种质，有情无情将来都为什么？这就是真空里头有妙有，妙有里头又有真空，就是这个道理。自有化无，自无化有，有有无无，无无有有。
Question. Does something as small as a mosquito also have a soul? Answer. It has a little bit of a soul. If you use the Buddha eye to observe, you will see it is the case of sentient beings and non-sentient beings are both complete with the potential for great wisdom. Why is this? It is due to the principle of wonderful existence, existing within emptiness, and the emptiness existing within wonderful existence. Non-existence can transform into existence, and existence can transform back into non-existence. Existence and non-existence, non-existence and existence. This is the principle of the true emptiness, within wonderful existence.
What is流转呢？就是生死，就是生了又死，死了又生。今生姓张，来生又姓李。 再来生又姓牛，再来生又姓马，再来生就去姓猪去了。你不要以为啊，都是这个人。那个老猪也是这个老李，这个老李又是那个老牛，老马，都是这一个人转来转去，是那个姓不是那个身了。 因为这么样子，你就不明白哦，就不认识了。你不认识吗？那么我认识不认识？我认识。我认识你是老猪，是老马，是老牛，你做马的事就变马，做猪的事就变猪，做狗的事就变狗。 做牛的事就变牛，那么你这个猪啊，要再做人事，或者有了一点功，又会变人了，又会跑到老人这个地方来了。这个流来流去，这流转，所以这就叫流转。
What does turning over mean? It refers to birth and death. Death followed by rebirth, birth followed by death. In this life, your last name is Chang. In the next life, your last name will be Li. After that life, your last name will be Niu, Cow, in the next. After that, your family name will be Ma, Horse. After one more life, your surname will be Zhu, Pig. Don't think you will always be a human being. Actually, the old Zhu is the old Li, and the old Li is also the old Niu, and the old Ma. Among these different last names, there is, in fact, only one person who turns over and over again. You may have a different last name, and you will no longer have your original body. Because of this, you don't understand, so you don't recognize yourself. Don't you know this person? What about me, Shifu? I know you. I know you are old Zhu, old Ma, and old Niu. If you do something like horse, you will become a horse. If you act like a pig, you will become a pig. If your actions are like a dog's, you will become a dog. If your behavior is cow-like, you will change into a cow. However, if you are a pig, which has accumulated some virtue, you will change into a human being. So this turning back and forth over and over again is called turning over.
受苦受了，又生到人间来了，或者托牛变马做畜生。你看那个人呢，不近人情，不懂人性的那个人呢，你不要问他，他前生一定是个畜生。要不是畜生的话，他不会不懂人情，啊，他不会呀，也不会不近人情的。所以呀，你遇着啊不近人情的，不明白。那很愚痴的人，你就拿他当这个畜生看，没有错的。那么但是你拿他当畜生看呢，你可不要轻慢他，你不要说哦，你这个原来是个猪来的啊，你这是个牛来的，你不要看他这样，他就是猪就是牛，一切众生皆有佛性，皆当作佛。如果他现在他愚痴不知道修行，他如果发了勇猛心呢，慧德在你以前成佛都不一定。所以你不要，他就是畜生，你也不要轻看他，不要轻慢他。所以佛才说，我不敢轻视汝等，汝等皆当作佛。这个汝等啊，就是包括一切众生的在这里边。
Being continually reborn in the turning wheel of the six paths of birth and death, you may sometimes ascend to the heavens. After you use up your heavenly blessings, however, you will fall into the hells again. After you end your suffering in the hells, then you will be reborn as a cow or a horse in the human world again. When you see a person who is not humane or who doesn't understand human nature, you don't need to ask him, for you will know he was an animal in a past life. If he weren't an animal, then he would understand human nature, and he wouldn't be humane. Therefore, if you meet a person who is not humane or who doesn't understand human nature, just consider him in the same way that you would consider an animal. There's nothing wrong with that person. Consider him as you would an animal, and don't look down on him. Don't say, oh, you're a pig, you're a cow. Don't judge him by his present figure. Although he is a pig or even a cow, all living beings have the Buddha nature and can become Buddhas. Perhaps he is deluded without knowing how to cultivate now. He might even become a Buddha before you. You shouldn't disrespect or look down on him just because he's an animal. Therefore, the Buddha said, I don't dare look down on you. You all can become Buddhas. You all includes all living beings.
你我们人呢 你要没得到慧眼的人，没有得到佛眼的人，你不应该轻慢众生。你要得到佛眼的人，更不应该轻慢众生了啊！那一切众生啊，都是过去生的父母，未来的诸佛呀。这一切的众生啊，俺们这过去的众这个父母啊，那不知有多少生生世世啊，这父母不知有多少，所以这一切众生都是过去生的父母，未来的诸佛。俺们说是父亲母亲呐、夫妇是最亲了，这都不是的。和什么最亲呢？最接近呢？和这个无明最接近。这个无明啊，和你呀、啊，就好像这个身呢、啊、和这个影似的，你走到什么地方，它跟到什么地方，啊，一时一刻的都离不开的。那真比那个夫妇啊，新婚夫妇都亲密啊。所以呀、啊，啊，你可以说、啊、这个和这个无明啊，永远离不开的。
So people who haven't obtained the wisdom eye or the Buddha eye shouldn't look down on other living beings. Even if you have obtained the Buddha eye, even more you shouldn't look down on others. All living beings have been our parents in past lives and also will become Buddhas in the future. Our parents are countless and our parents are numerous life after life. Therefore, all living beings have been our parents in the past and will become Buddhas in the future. We consider our father, mother, and spouse to have the closest relationship with us, but actually they do not. Who is the closest to us? What is the nearest to us? It is ignorance. Ignorance is just like our body and our shadow. Wherever you go, it will follow you every second and never be apart from you. This kind of intimate relationship is even closer than a newly married couple. Therefore, you may say that ignorance will never be apart from us.
无明使令你轮转在这个六道轮回里头啊，头出头没啊，在这儿生了，到那儿又死了，到那儿死了，到这儿又生了啊，回到今生做一个外国人啊，来生又做一个中国人，再来生做个日本人，再来生做一个印度人啊，再来生又跑到南非洲去做一个黑人。你说谁叫他去做的呢？啊，谁叫他去做日本人？谁叫他去做中国人？谁叫他去做西方人？谁叫他去做东方人？谁又叫他去做南方的人？谁叫他去做北方的人啊？这个不是旁人，就是你这个与生俱来的这种无明。无明，因为有无明就起毁，起毁就造业，造业就受报啊。好像经常啊，我羡慕非洲那边钻石很多，黄金海岸那个地方比美国都富足啊，现在没有人开发，我要到那个地方啊，托生到那个地方做人去啊，开发那个地方，你说我是不是就发财了呢？是不是啊，我就成了世界的富翁了呢？啊，有这一念，有这一念的妄动啊，啊，死了果然就跑到非洲去啊，要开发那个黄金海岸，要开发那个钻石的矿，所以呢就跑到非洲去。
Ignorance will cause you to revolve in the six paths of birth and death. Revolving in the six paths of birth and death, you might sometimes be reborn here and die there, or die there and get reborn here. Perhaps you become a foreigner in this life and become a Chinese person in the next life. In the next life, you may become a Japanese person or an Indian in your next life, or even be reborn as a black person in South Africa. Who asks him to do that? Who asks him to be born as Japanese? Who asks him to be born Chinese? Who asks him to be a Westerner? Who asks him to be Oriental? Who asks him to be born a Southerner? Who asks him to be born a Northerner? Nobody. It is ignorance that you are born with. Because of ignorance, you are deluded. And delusion causes you to commit offenses. And you will get a bad retribution afterwards. For example, I envy Africa because the land is abundant in diamonds and the Gold Coast is much more bountiful than America. So far, this land in Africa hasn't been developed. If I go there to be born as a human being and open up this frontier region, do you think I will get rich? Will I become a worldly millionaire? Once you have this thought, you will go to Africa when you die, as expected. Because you had wanted to develop the Gold Coast and set up diamond mines, you go to Africa in your next life.
欢喜到美洲的跑到澳洲去，欢喜到欧洲跑到澳洲，欢喜到亚洲跑到亚洲，四大洲，随你呀，你造什么业就受什么报，就跑到那个地方去做人，做完了也不知道怎么来的，完了死的时候又不知道到什么地方去，发财的梦做了一辈子也没有做醒，你说这可怜不可怜的？
啊，你说可怜不可怜？People who like America in this life will be reborn in America in their next life. People who like Australia in this life will be reborn in Australia. Some like Europe and will be reborn in Europe. Some prefer Asia and will be reborn in Asia. You will undergo retribution according to the offenses you have committed, and you will be reborn in different places as a human being successively in the four continents. After you finish your human life, you still don't know where you have come from. After you die, you also don't know where you are going. Your dream for gaining wealth will never end. Don't you think it is pitiful? Do you think it is pitiful?
每一种类的众生啊，都不同。每一类的众生，从类里头又有不同。譬如人这个众生啊，就有黄种人、白种人、黑种人、红种人。 这种种的不同，就在人类里头，已经有种种的不同的这个种族。那么异类里头，好像马也有种种的不同，牛也有种种的不同，猪也有种种的不同。啊，马、牛、羊、鸡、犬、是。
The categories of living beings are different, and the living beings within each category are also different. For example, human beings are of different races. There are Asians, Caucasians, blacks, and so on. Even in the same category, such as animals, there are different species. Horses, cows, and pigs are different. Within these species, horses, cows, sheep, chickens, dogs, pigs, they have their own differences.
在他那个同类的里边，又有种种的不同的地方。所有的人，你看一看，咱们人类呀，啊，这么多，每一个人有每一个人的样子。 不同，就是啊，那个同生的这个人，
In fact, there are many differences even in the same species. Take a look at how many people there are. Each person has his own appearance and style. Fraternal twins have different appearances. Each person and their appearance is different.
Why
are the categories of all living beings different? It's because living beings have different thoughts. These thoughts are like motes of dust in empty space. A single mote of dust can be seen in a sunbeam. Some motes of dust rise, while others fall. Some go south, others north. Some go east, some go west. The motes of dust flow lightly through space. Each mote of dust has its own direction.
你看, 在那一个光里边呢, 你看那个微尘呢, 啊, 他每一个人每一粒微尘, 他都有啊, 他的路线, 啊, 这个就好像我们这个想一样的, 我们这个想啊, 有的又想南, 有的人就想北, 有的人就想东, 有的人就想西, 有的人想上, 有的人想下, 啊, 君子就上达, 小人就下达。 我们各位想一想, 就和那个微尘是一样的, 那个微尘呢, 啊, 那么飘摇不定, 我们这个想啊, 也是那么飘忽不定的。
In a beam of light, you can see the motes of dust. Each mote of dust has its own root. It is just like our thoughts. People's thoughts are of the south, north, east, and west. People think about the east, some think about the west. Some people think about upper, others think about lower. Superior people can attain the highest in attributes. Inferior people attain only the lowest attributes. You should all think about this. It is the same as with the motes of dust. The motes of dust continually flow. All thought is the same.
这个想要发财啊，就迷到财上；那个想要做官，就迷到官上；那个想要做生意，目的也是为了发财啊，就迷到生意上了。 那个人读书啊，就迷到书上了，啊，变成一个书呆子，回来变成一个书虫子，在那儿啊，把书都给蛀烂了，啊，一本书啊，他给钻出来千千万万那么多的窟窿，你看看，这是啊，读书的就迷到书上了。 种田的呢，就迷到田上了，迷迷茫茫啊，在这个总想啊，种田呢，发财呀，啊，啊，种花生啊，啊，做花生大王，种棉花就做棉花大王，啊，种什么就要做什么大王，你看，这都是迷呀，这都是想。
One person wants to get rich, so he attaches to wealth. Another wants to be a government official, so he attaches to position. Another one wants to get into business. His intention is to get rich, so he attaches the business. Another wants to study, so he attaches the books. He becomes an empty-headed bookworm, or a worm eating away the inside of books. Ah, a worm can drill 10,000 holes, see? This is because he studies so much he's stuck on books. A farmer is attached to rice fields, so he thinks only of planting fields to get wealthy. A person who wants to plant peanuts becomes a great peanut king. A person who wants to plant cotton becomes a cotton king. See, whatever a person wants to plant, he becomes a king of that. This is because they attach to that thought.
这个迷想而生一种的执着，这种执着啊，你要不破它，哈哈，幽生到死也不明白，糊糊涂涂的，真是可怜得很。Because
they are crazy about this thought, their attachment arises. If you don't break the attachment, you will never understand the process of birth and death. You're just confused. You're really pitiful.
Ah, 这一想啊，想的不知多少。